The problem, of course, is where to set the commission rate threshold. If you think your place can fetch $300,000, then you would want the threshold to be near $250,000. In contrast, the agent will be more conservative and argue that $250,000 is the market price, which leads to the higher commission kicking in at $200,000. This creates a serious conflict between you and your agent right at the start of the relationship. Trip to the gym number 10. To see how big this effect might be, we dive a bit deeper into the economics. Typically, the publisher gets 50% of the list price as its wholesale price. The cost to print and ship an average hardcover book is around $3. Then, at a price of P, which leads to sales of Q of P, the publisher makes 0.5P minus 0.15P minus 3 times Q of P equals 0.35 times P minus 8.6 times Q of P. Since the publisher gets only half the list price and has to pay the author 15%, the publisher ends up with only about 35% of the list price, but has to pay the entire printing cost. As a result, it is as if the effective printing cost is $8.60, almost three times as high. We can pick a simple case where the demand is linear, say Q of P equals 40 minus P, and demand is measured in thousands. To maximize revenue, the author would pick a list price of $20. In contrast, the publisher would pick a list price of $24.30 in order to maximize profits. This has been an Audible Inc. production of The Art of Strategy, a game theorist's guide to success in business and life, written by Avinash K. Dixit and Barry J. Nailbuff, narrated by Matthew Dudley. Producer Mike Charzik. Copyright 2008 by Avinash K. Dixit and Barry J. Nailbuff. Production copyright 2013 by Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.